So my name is Gabriel Espiritu, and today's date is May 11th, 2018. And we are in the East African Center in City Heights. And I will be interviewing someone that works here. Could I get you to spell your name, please?
Awichu Akwanya, A-W-I-C-H-U, A-K-W-A-R-Y-N.
And when were you born, like your date of birth?
I was born November 1974.
Okay. Where at?
In Pakwach, Uganda, East Africa.
Could you describe your birthplace or your hometown?
My hometown, I would say we have there fishmongers and blacksmith. That's pretty much what people do there. Because we are nearby River Nile, so most of people will live there, whether they are fishermen or blacksmith, and the ladies, what they do on the goat farming.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's like your childhood home, like where you live?
My childhood home where I live, when I was growing up, we were living in huts. And huts made of grass up, and then the mud in the middle, the body was made with mud. Get up daily in the morning. I didn't start going to school until I was 7 years old. And then I started we walk to school about 20 to 25 miles to go to school. Yeah.
So do you have any like childhood memories that are your favorite?
Yeah, I have a lot of childhood memories. So every time we used to play in the evening, and when like the moon is out, we play a lot outside. And, like we play up to maybe 1 a.m. We are still playing.
So I'm going to ask questions about your family and like kinship now. What do you remember most about your parents and grandparents as a child?
My parents are... I didn't stay a lot with my parents. I stayed mostly with my mom. My dad was always on and off because of work. And then he was a policeman, and then my mom was a midwife. And my dad used to be travel a lot because of his kind of job. My grandparents toward my dad never saw any. They all passed before I was born. And then on the side of my mom, I saw them both. I think my grandma passed around early 80s. And then my grandpa passed around 88. And then my dad passed in 89.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said they were a midwife and a police officer?
Yeah, my dad was a police officer.
Do they have any high school education or college education?
I would say high school.
High school?
Yeah. And then professional, they took over professional.
Did you have any siblings?
Yes, I did have siblings. My dad had 3 wives. My mom gave 13 kids, and then another stepmom gave 4 kids, another one gave 6 kids.
So were you the oldest or how?
No, on the side of my mom, I'm the second last born. And then the side of my dad, I'm the fourth last born.
Are you like close to your siblings? Do you know what they're doing now?
Yes, pretty much I can know all where everybody else is. Our firstborn is in London, and then the second one is in Uganda. Most of them, they're in Uganda. There's one who is in Iraq, Middle East, and then one of my sisters, also, she's in somewhere in the Middle East, Quateria, I think that's the place. And then the rest there, 2 are in police, serving police, And then one, she is a public health nurse. My brother, another one, he manages a local dairy farm. Yeah, pretty much those whom I can see who are working. Then the rest are not working. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So like you have a lot of siblings. So what is it hard for your parents to like give you like rules and advice about marriage or dating or relationships?
Well, that has never been come into place. It depends on how, and parents never gave us advice of any kind. I will give example like me. I did not start dating until I was 29. Mm. That's when I started dating. Yeah.
So, do you have a spouse or partner right now?
No, I don't.
And no children?
I have two boys.
Yeah. What do they do?
One is just turned 8, and then the other one is 14.
Do you like tell them about your history or?
Yeah, some about like my son who is here. I normally tell him a lot, and we try at least to go home like to every time if I have saved some money. Mm. Yes.
How often would you say you come back or go back home?
No, we haven't been there since 2014.
And every time you go home, you just stay with family.
Yes, I stay with my family. Yeah.
So the next set of questions will be about your education and career. So what kind of schools did you attend?
I did at first when I had a lot of on and off during my early school. And then when I kind of tried to stabilize, I graduate. I joined high school when I was 20 years old. That's when I joined high school, and then I finished when I was 24. And then I went and started working in a restaurant at the same time, going to school to be or to do hotel and institution of catering. So I did that, and I did a diploma in it. And then when I finished that, I was working with Uganda Red Cross, so I was trying to look for what can serve me best. So I went, and then I did psych tech at a level of a diploma. Then from there I went on, I did a bachelor degree in community psychology. Mm-hmm. So that's where I stop as for now.
And you said you want to go back to school?
Yes, I would love to maybe spring, I may be enrolling. I'm trying to see of how I can start to do so that I can do my master's. Mm-hmm. Heading to the PhD. God willing.
And like what kind of subject or kind of?
Apparently what I'm looking at a master in public health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's a 1 year course, which if I concentrate very well, it will take me just a year. And then from there, I'll continue to do my PhD in psychology. Mm. Yes.
That's what I want to do.
Oh.
Are there any differences in like teacher-student relationships? Like in your country versus the U.S.?
Yes, it's really great. I would say here, teachers normally concentrate more. They look out for the student. Mm-hmm. But back home, you have to at least focus more, and you're supposed to be looking at the teacher instead of the teacher looking at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you participate in any outside classroom activities?
Oh, where?
And here or at home?
Yes, I did a lot. At home, I did a lot because my degree was supposed to end in 2 years, but I finished it in 3 years because of long distance. I was taking I was working with the Red Cross at the same time working with YMCA. So I would do a lot of things outside instead I would not attend much classes. Yeah.
What career was your dream career as a child?
I think at first I used to think that I would think of working in a bank. So, and then later on, But in my childhood, I wanted almost all the time to work in a bank. But later on in life, things changes, and then I started thinking of subjects which can at least help me, like recuperate from what I've gone through, and also help so that I can give back to the community. So I found out that community psychology was the best subject for me to help, so that I can at least help, because we didn't have counseling, things like counseling in our area. So I thought that would be the best thing for me to do.
Did you work while you went to school?
Yes, all the years. So at first I was doing, like I say, I did hotel and catering. So I used to cook and then work in the restaurant. So, and then later on in 2000, I started up my catering services. I cook food and also do decoration. Then I started hiring people to do for me photography. If I get an event, I get all the combos so that I have videography, live pictures, music, food, decoration. So I was doing that meanwhile at the same time going to school. Yes.
Was that all the jobs that you did before this job? Or?
Oh, all those jobs, I did them in Uganda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when my coming to the United States, I came in with YMCA because I was working with YMCA as a youth counselor. Mm-hmm. So when I came to the United States, I was working with the YMCA. I worked with YMCA for about 3 years. And then I left YMCA. I went for Script Master Hospital, where I was there for about also, I think, 5 years. And then I started looking for something which can be in my field, where then I got a job with Mental Health America. I worked with them, I think, for 9 years before I came here. So now I'm here.
What made you choose here?
Actually, I would say that because it was kind of like direct to them, to my community, and I wanted to be more closer to them. Yes.
Would you say this is like your favorite job that you had so far?
Favorite, yes, but not quite favorite, because the pay is not like what I had in other jobs.
Okay.
This one has no, I don't have health insurance on this, so I don't have 401k on this one. I've not, so, but the other job I left, which I had for 9 years, it has everything, whereby that's what a person would consider as a favorable job, because you have all the benefits you need. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what would be like a typical work day here at the center?
For me, actually, I don't know what a typical work day would be for me, because most of the time, even before I get out, I already got a call. Hey, somebody is coming at the center. You need to be there by 7 so that you can do this. And most of the time I come here maybe 7 or latest maybe 9, and then I'm the first person to come here. I'm the last person to leave here. So I don't know what typical means for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm here always 7 days like that. Because if there's anything happening here, I have to be here. I have to come and open, I have to come and close, I have to come and see the bathrooms are doing okay, everything's right, water's running right, and then I leave. So if the center is open, I have to be aware of it. Yeah.
Seems stressful.
Not to try to live with it that way, but I don't want to be stressed. Mm. Mm.
What age did you say you came here?
I came in when I was 30.
30? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're an adult, right?
Yes.
How did you adjust to like the working in the U.S.?
Luckily enough, like I said, when I came to the United States, I came with a job. I had a job. So I just started working with YMCA, doing the routine job, what I was doing. I started working with people with developmental disability. The program I was running is called International Camp Counselor Program. So you come and try to tell them what's the cultural differences between other people. So that's what I was trying to educate other people, the kids with developmental disability in the United States. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think the job opportunities are different in the U.S. versus your country?
Definitely, yes. The job opportunities are different, and the opportunities are higher in the United States. Excuse me. Back home, it's really hard. You may graduate with a PhD or a master or a degree, and you fail to get a job, unless you have somebody who knows you and work in that department or in that field, or you have your own business or family business, and then you join. Whereas in the United States, as long as you have the credential, you'll always have a chance to get a job. And if not, you don't get a job in your field, you'll at least get something similar to that or close to that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think that's still the case currently, like today?
What did you say?
Like, do you think that that difference is still currently?
Yes, the difference is still there. And because of the political and the dictatorship rulement in the country, that's how it is. Yeah.
So these next questions would be about culture.
Yeah.
How did your family celebrate, like, New Year's or birthdays or funerals or other special occasions? And how did it change in America?
Well, it depends actually mostly the faith of the person. But I would say that with us, me, I'm a Catholic, grown up, brought up Catholic. We do celebrate, recognize Christmas so well, so much. There are days where we recognize more, like Mother's Day. We normally, all of us have to go stay at home where mom is and celebrate Mother's Day with her. We celebrate Christmas, but what I'd never heard of, like here, what they celebrate most is the Thanksgiving. Back home, we don't celebrate it as they had as they do it here. Back home, it's just going to church and coming back. It's the same normal day. What other days did we? Birthday, we recognize, yeah. We recognize birthdays, and sometimes it's like, okay, the person who is having the birthday maybe can throw, like, at the party at their house. We go all celebrate with them. Yes.
So do you do those things still in America?
Yes, I still do, but not for me. I don't remember when I last celebrated my birthday, but for my son, I know I do. I celebrate his birthday whenever I can. At least I buy him a cake, throw him a party if it's affordable. So, yeah, pretty much that's what I do, yeah.
Do your sons live with you?
What's that?
Do your sons live with you?
Yes, my son lives with me. But right now he's visiting his mom in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. But he'll be here June the 10th, he will be here. Yeah.
So did you have any religion growing up?
Did I have what?
Any religion, like religious beliefs?
Yes, I'm a Roman Catholic, so I still believe and I'm still a Roman Catholic, yeah.
Do you attend like church every Sunday?
Yes. I'm so active in my church, and I do, right now I'm working a lot to see that we have a lot of people who are in the same denomination, but they don't speak English, so they find it hard to go to the Catholic church because it's only they speak English. So they end up going to other Christian churches whereby they will teach the sermons in the language they understand. So right now I'm working on that to see that we can develop that culture back. And I've been meeting with some religious leader in Catholic to see how we can at least have people, we have priests who can preach in the language they understand, and we are into that. Like this Sunday, we are planning Mother's Day celebration. It's gonna be, and we've been working a lot. I'm trying to put everything together, decoration, food, music. So, and I've invited different kind of priests to come and be around. And I'm inviting those new people whom I know they don't speak English so that they can come and celebrate with us and see how juvenile it is. Yeah.
Well, what about your favorite food? What is your favorite food?
My favorite food, there's banana. Here they call it green banana. Oh. But locally back home, we call it matoke. But it's similar to it. Or sometime here, they call it Hawaiian banana. So we normally go first cook it, boil it, then we mash it, then we put it in banana leaf and we put it in the oven to steam. That's my favorite with peanut sauce. with smoked fish.
Is that like a recipe passed down in your family?
I would say, maybe I would say that, yeah. But we also eat a lot of rice and cornmeal. Corn powder put in hot water, and then it come like hard a little bit. So we eat a lot of that too and boil. Most of our things, food, sauce are cooked boiled. And everything we eat with a sauce. And sauce, they should, they're mostly boiled. Mm. Yeah, we don't eat a lot of fried. Yes.
Do you have any like favorite food related memories?
Yeah, that's the like the matoka I just told you. Yeah, okay. That's a lot. And back home, it's cooked really quite different. That here, we try to make it go to similar to that way how it is, but
not the same.
Yeah.
Are there any songs or images or artifacts that remind you of home?
A lot, a lot. And every time when we play music here, people know me, I go hard on it because that's the only thing I can express my feeling on time when music's played. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most of the time, if I'm in my car, I forget to know that I'm in America because I play my music so loud. Now we have some local radio stations, internet radio station, which I can connect from on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then we go ahead and listen in my car. That's, I feel comfortable with it.
So mainly music?
Yes.
Do you possess any family heirlooms or mementos?
What are those?
Like things that are passed down from generation to generation?
No.
No?
Even my name, I changed my name.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah.
Is there a reason behind that?
Yes, because it's normal if you in my clan, I'm supposed to be one of the... My grandfather was the chief. Mm. So... They normally, there's a way a child is born. So if the child is born like that, they normally pick them to be the chief. Mm-hmm. So I was born, I was born in normal of that style. Then they named it my grandfather's name. So what I did, my name was Awich. So I had to add on a U in order not to have that. At an age, I think at the age of 16, that's when I realized. So I had to add on a U in order to see that I don't have that lineage following me up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you like preserve any traditions or customs?
In terms of?
Like where you come from? Like from your family?
I don't think so. I don't have any custom or traditional following. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you do for fun then, for our entertainment?
Mostly I would say cooking. I like a lot of cooking and I like listening to music a lot.
Do you make any music?
No.
You just listen?
Yeah, I like listening to music a lot. And I like dancing.
Yeah. Mm. What languages do you speak?
Oh, the one I speak and confident in it, there are about, I think, 9.
9?
Yes. I speak Luganda, speak Nyarwanda, speak Kirundi, speak Acholi, speak Lango, I speak Swahili, Alur, and then Runyoro and Utoro. Mm-hmm. Yes, without English.
What do you speak at home?
English.
To your sons and stuff?
English. English. Yeah.
What do you think like the difference is between like the first generations and like the second younger generations are, like your sons and then you?
What do you mean by that?
Like, what do you think that culture is different between like you and your sons?
Well, they are, because with them they are normal, the way they are living is not the way we used to live. With us, we used to live in that kind of harmony, I would say. And we normally carry familyship a lot closer. And recognizing the other family members a lot. Whereas with them, I don't think they have that with them.
Would you say so about like the students that come here too?
Yes, yes. And that's the background of this place. We try to get them in order to think like home. They should take the value of their culture and keep it growing. But whereas that's not what you see it, because they are here few hours than outside. They get more of the hours out there. So their culture is kind of, they are mixed balancing within, but at least we try to make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think like is the most important thing for them to remember about their culture or heritage?
Oh, I think the language.
The language?
Yeah, and food. Yeah, when they keep up the food and the language, that would be something they'll have to keep on with them for quite a long, and they will always pass it along. If they learn something in their language and the culture, food-wise, that would be great.
So these next questions would be about immigration and resettlement in the U.S.?
Yes.
You already said some of these. So you were 30 years old when you left, right?
Yeah, I was 29, I would say, yes.
Did you want to leave?
Yes and no, but I had no circumstance. I had a lot of, I've been, the government, anyway, a little bit back, I was kidnapped as a child soldier, and I was taken in as a child soldier. So I stayed there for quite a long time. And then later on, like I told you, I was working Red Cross. So during that, my work with Red Cross, because I wanted to give back. So I was going back in the war zone area, and then the government started following me up, asking why is he going. He was one the guerrilla, and then now he's trying to go back to help. I think he's part of the rebel group. He's getting help. And I was traveling a lot, going outside, going to India, coming to United States, going to UK, going to other country because of YMCA and Red Cross. So they thought I was being maybe a spy or something like that. So the government started looking for me. So when I came, I got a chance, I explained to my boss, they said, okay, we're going to send you to United States, work in the United States. So that's how I came to settle in the United States, through asylum.
How long did that whole process take?
It's still going on. I'm not a citizen yet. So I'm a permanent resident, so I'm still working on that. See, hopefully, they told me to pay $800 to see if I can try to get my citizenship again. But look into it, maybe, God willing, next month, I'll try to raise that money and pay and see apply if they will approve my citizenship. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you bring any possessions with you?
Like
pictures or?
No, I brought maybe certificates, my school certificate. Mm-hmm. Those are the things I brought with me. But pictures, not quite. I don't have any old pictures. I only brought education stuff. Yeah.
Was there anything that you wish you brought that you didn't?
Oh, yes. Mostly my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish I'd come with my family.
Did it cost you any money to make this journey to America?
Yes, a lot. Yeah, I had to borrow money, and I had to sell some of my property in order to come to live here. Mm. Yes.
So the U.S. didn't do anything?
At the beginning, because they didn't know what I was going through, and by the time I was granted asylum, I was already working with the YMCA, so I did not get any government assistance.
So you came by yourself, right? No family?
No family. I came by myself.
And you still, all your family, like, you still in contact with, like?
Yes, I'm in contact with my family, and we do speak, talk every now and. My brother came and visited me once, the one who is in UK, and I do speak to most of them who are back home because of the internet. We have a group, we have a way of communication, easy communication, yeah.
You say like you went to a lot of places on your way to the US. Could you like describe them more? Describe your favorite or your most memorable memories.
Okay, so when I was coming to United States, I didn't go through, but during the time before coming to United States, I was going to different areas. So I've been to Nigeria, I've been to South Africa, I've been to Australia, I've been to India, been to UK. And then when I got to United States, they sent me around. I went to Connecticut, I went to Vermont, I went to Colorado, I went to San Francisco, and then I was brought to Chula Vista. So when they brought me to Chula Vista, I requested to stay because the weather was favorable for me. So I ended up staying in here. Yeah.
So the U.S. is like the country that you want to stay at?
Yes, so far, yeah, I think this is the place I want to settle now.
What did you feel about America when you're living in your country?
Because what I would do normally hear and see in the movie, I thought it was the greatest place to live so far. Yeah.
So has it changed?
Not quite. It's still a greatest place and there are a lot of opportunities. So, yes, I like it.
Who greeted you when you first arrived in the U.S.?
Who greeted me?
Yeah. Or were you just like here by yourself?
Yeah, I was just by myself. Like when I came by myself. And I came, like I said, I came through YMCA.
What were your first impressions and like early experiences?
Well, at first, it was English, because every time I speak, people would say, you are not speaking great English. And every time, I thought that I knew English very well, but every time I speak, people say they don't understand me. So that was something which really put me up so much.
How did you know English already?
In school. In Uganda, they teach us English. Actually, when from elementary, you start, I would say preschool. If you're in the city, you're going to start learning with English. But if you are far away, not from the city, definitely you start learning from that local language area where you were. The language they're speaking, that's what you speak. Yeah.
So was it hard for you when people said, you didn't know any English here?
Of course, yeah. It was hard, but, you just have to persevere and see how you can conquer it.
You said you stayed in Chula Vista here first?
Yes, my first place was in Chula Vista. I stayed in Chula Vista, I think, for about 4 years. And then I moved around North Park. Then from North Park, I moved here in City Heights, and I've been in City Heights then.
Why did you decide to move here?
Because of the area where I was working, most people I was working with, they are within this area, so I decided to move around here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did you find housing when you first came here?
With the help of YMCA, I started staying at the courtyard, YMCA courtyards. Then from there, I moved to apartment with the help of some of my coworkers. They helped me get an apartment. Then that's a life moved on.
And you found housing now by yourself?
Yes.
How did you make a living after resettlement?
After resettlement, I told you, I was already working with the YMCA, so I already have some little bit of income.
Did you have any changes in lifestyle once you were here in the US compared to back home?
I don't think there's any changes of lifestyle. I kept up with everything I used to do. Only maybe one thing I saw what I changed. I've never used to put on jeans, but when I, in 2013, then that's when I started putting on jeans. Then I found, it's this real thing. But I used to think that jeans are not for, what should I say? They are for people who are, I don't think you don't look classy when you put on a jean. You are not presentable in a jean. So that's a band. When I started dressing in jean, I'm like, it looks good. And people say, yeah, you look nice. But I used not to put on jeans.
Slacks?
No, I used to use put on dress clothes only. Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Did you have any hopes for yourself or your family when you first arrived?
Well, at first I didn't know what to do. I thought I was gonna go as soon as I come. My main aim was to go back to school. And then when I got here, they're like, "You have to be a resident of the United States in order, unless you're going to pay out of your pocket." So then one of my friends started telling me of how I can become a U.S. permanent resident, and then they told me how to write my story up to apply for asylum. So that's how I ended up, started writing the story and put everything up together, submit, and then they granted me asylum in like 2 years. Yeah.
So were there any challenges you experienced when you trying to start a new life here?
Yeah, there was challenges meeting new people because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any Ugandans here. So I started developing, getting friends to introduce me to people, and then started getting to know people. And then life kicked off. I made a lot of Uganda, started traveling to LA. Then I started going for Ugandan conference. When I went for the Ugandan conference, that's when I started meeting a lot of Ugandans here. They started introducing me to different people. And people home started to introduce me, like, "Oh, there's this person here, this person living here." That's how I started connections. Yes.
What do you feel about your decision to come here to the US today?
Being that it wasn't my own wish to decide, but I think I would prefer to stay home. If life was okay, but the decision I made, I think it's okay with life, because mostly there are some people were killed because of not being what they think they are, and yet they are not the one. Yeah.
Do you miss anything about your home, about your life back home?
Yes, a lot. Can you pause?